afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, April 28. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Denise Charles may be nominated as Pinard's replacement. PAHO ropes in faith-based organizations to fight Zika, but issues of morality and ethics will have to be confronted. And Doctors Without Borders reports at least 14 patients and three doctors are killed in an airstrike on a hospital in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominique Limited and Fast Cash. The details coming up.
Rest easy with the perfect mattress from Quartz. Purchase any size of Serta Ecstasy pillow top mattresses for only $1,399. Plus, get 20% off all sizes of Sleep On It Back Support Supreme pillow top mattresses and free gifts with selected purchases. Don't snooze on these unbeatable deals. And remember, when you shop with Ready Finance, you can pay nothing down for 60 days. Come in today and rest easy with the perfect mattress from Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
St. Joseph MP Kelvadaru says he is shocked that Ian Pinard has resigned as a Sufre MP. Pinard announced his decision at a special meeting of the Dominica Labour Party Constituency Association in Sufre on Tuesday. However, Daru says under the current circumstances, his friend and colleague made the right decision as these allegations are serious and damaging.
He's a personal friend of mine and also my colleague. And I must say that I was a bit shocked last evening when I was at the meeting and he announced his resignation. But I believe that Comrade Pinard made a decision in the best interest of, first of all, the country, Dominica, the Dominica Labour Party, himself, and also the Sufia constituency. Like he mentioned, he will continue to be there for the people. And we've seen his commitment over the years that he served in Parliament, both in 2005 and also from 2014 when he was re-elected as the MP. For me personally, he was a source of strength and encouragement, a dear friend of mine, someone that I always sought his advice from in cabinet, and also his whole compassion for the people is something that I believe has carried him through. And I saw that exemplified last evening in the remarks of the people of the Sufia constituency, the love that he has for people and the need to see people improve their lives and so forth. He will be missed in the parliament for sure, because he made some significant contributions, not only as the member of parliament for the Sufia constituency, but also as a former minister of public works. I wish him well, he and his family, and the entire Sufia constituency.
Meanwhile, Q95 FM Radio has been informed that Denise Charles may be nominated as a candidate for the Sufria constituency on a DLP ticket in the upcoming by-election. Former MP Ian Pinard tendered his resignation on Tuesday as a result of current allegations leveled against him. Charles, who is from Point Michelle, was an integral part of Pinard's political campaign team before the 2014 general election. She is also a director at the aid bank and the Public Works Garage. Q95 will provide more details on this matter as it becomes available. Stakeholders in the private and public sector are now better able to understand issues relating to competition law and policy. The Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Trade, Karine Privo, says government has seen the need to create an awareness of benefits to customers where competition is concerned. She was addressing the official start of a workshop on competition law and policy on Wednesday.
We have seen the need to create an awareness of the benefits to customers and the economy of free and unfettered competition practices. This time, focus will be placed on the main elements of the emerging and evolving competition regimes in CARIFORUM and the relationships between the various institutions and courts of the region where the implementation of those regimes are concerned. Dominica signed on to the CARIFORUM EU-IPA on the 15th of October 2008. From government's perspective, the existence of the IRC, that would be the IRC and the NTRC, the regulatory commissions which deal with electricity, power and telecommunications, vividly indicates the acknowledgement of the need to take steps to ensure that we have equitable competitive practices in those areas.
The workshop was facilitated by research economist in the Caribbean Competition, Romel Hippolyte.
The CARICOM Competition Commission has been working with Econocio, which is a consortium group that was contracted by the EU to undertake a capacity building project for CARIFORUM in the area of competition law, government procurement, and customs and trade facilitation. For each area, the capacity building exercise will have three components or levels. And the CCC has been asked by Econocio to deliver the level one component on competition law in CARICOM.
Still on the local scene, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett is defending government's decision to award contracts for the construction of the new West Bridge to a foreign company. NSG Management and Technical Services Limited has been contracted by the government of Dominica for the demolition of and reconstruction of the West Bridge, reconstruction of retaining walls and associated drainage works. President of the Dominica Builders and Constructors Association and chairman of the Joint Consultative Committee on the Construction Sector told a press conference here on Monday that the non-inclusion of persons in the local construction sector on major projects is becoming worrying. But Prime Minister Skerrett says NSG has a track record of excellent performance.
NSG is a highly regarded company, both locally and regionally, with over 40 years of experience in the Caribbean, working on many large public and private development projects, including St. Vincent, where over US $30 million of work was completed on the new international airport for the supply of engineering services, project management for the design, supply, and commissioning of capital equipment. NSG engineers have considerable experience with the supply and construction of bridges. Recently, NSG won a World Bank tender in St. Lucia for the design and supply of 15 bridges. They also won the contract for the design and supply of 2 bridges for Trinidad and Tobago. NSG has a recent track record of performance in Dominica. Following Tropical Storm Erica, NSG sourced bridges to aid with the reopening of the West Coast Road. The engineers and technical staff worked for over 30 days without any break to deliver and supervise the installation of the 3 Bailey bridges. NSG also sourced the bridge and supervised installation of the 33-meter bridge at Boetica.
He says further the company has also reaffirmed its commitments to engage local contractors and professionals in Dominica.
The works within this project will be completed in large part by local contractors based upon their capacity, experience, and ability to execute the works within the time required by the project. It is already widely known that numerous local contractors, as well as service providers, are currently assisting NSG with their work on the ground in Dominica. As the project progresses, this local presence will increase and become evident to all. This commitment to the engagement of local contractors was an important consideration for the government. However, it was also of critical importance to the government that NSG has on staff here in Dominica civil engineers who individually have over 25 years of experience in building of bridges and large structures and are experts at planning and defining the resources needed to execute work and project management.
Grand Bay MP Justina Charles is encouraging all persons contracted to work on the dredging of a culvert and rehabilitation works in the Geneva area in Grand Bay to work diligently in completing their objectives. Charles says these works will ensure an effective ease in transportation for that area.
I really pray that this job will continue to make free flow of our traffic easier and will reduce on the cost of damage to our vehicle, our bus drivers and other drivers along the Grand Bay route. route. We know that is the beginning of work to be undertaken by on the Granby Road, and even this morning on the news we heard of the money that was promised from British, and that definitely will enhance even all the work on the Granby Road even greater. So I really want to wish the contractors the very best as they undertake the work that is to be carried out, and I trust that even the people who will be employed in the work will be diligent in terms of coming to work on time and executing the work with pride to ensure that at the end we can all benefit. It is not a government project while it is funded by monies raised by the government, but definitely it is something that's going to benefit the people of the South, and we must see it as our project, and we must all cooperate with them as they undertake the work and to ensure that life in the South is made easier.
And the Dominica Guadeloupe Association has kept a promise it made to provide assistance to the Soufriere Primary School following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica. President of the association, Maymont Paul, says following the storm, members of the association visited the school and promised to assist.
Dominicans living in Guadeloupe are privileged to really hear because of the situation that we mobilized ourselves and we made a collection of funds to Dominica because we are interested in nation building. And the sense is that we promised to the Soufriere School, we made a visit to Soufriere School, and the first phase of it, and we decided to have a covering of one of those classes. We came to Dominica to visit the site, and then we went back to Guadeloupe and studied what can we do, and we came back with the idea to give them a covering, fencing, and painting.
In other news this afternoon, faith-based organizations have been roped in to fight against Zika, with an official of the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, saying that issues of morality and ethics will have to be confronted. PAHO representative for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Dr. Godfrey Yuzreb, also warns that some of the matters will not have an easy scientific outcome. The mosquito-borne Zika virus affects some pregnant women, retarding the growth of the brain of their children. It also attacks the nervous system of some adults, causing a temporary paralysis associated with Guillain-Barré syndrome. And at least 14 patients and three doctors have been killed in an airstrike on a hospital in the Syrian city of Aleppo, the charity Medicine Sans Frontières says. Among those killed in the MSF-supported hospital was one of the city's last pediatricians, MSF said. Local sources blamed Syrian or Russian warplanes. The Syrian military later denied targeting the hospital. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Denise Charles may be nominated as Pinard's replacement. PAHO ropes in faith-based organizations to fight Zika. And Doctors Without Borders reports at least 14 patients and three doctors killed in an airstrike on a hospital in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.